Tonight we have a major teaching by Sister Chris on Care and Shares. Sister?
Good evening. Well, as Tom just shared, we're going to take a look at Care and Share teams. You know, they're meant to be a great help, really, in supporting us to live out God's call to us, the Christian life, and also as Lighthouse community. They're a tremendous blessing. And as you know, Care and Share team, or a CAS, as we sometimes call it in brief, it's a smaller group of community members who meet outside of our Wednesday meetings to support one another and to share what's going on in their lives, and also then to receive personal prayer for whatever their needs might be. You know, we're living in actually the most iniquitous and wicked times of human history, actually. And so we really need to support one another. We need that very much so to live as a Christian, to live in Christ and let Him live through us, because there's all kinds of attacks that are spiritual and otherwise that don't want us to do that. You know, I was surprised to find out that some members, Lighthouse members, thought that a CAS was like a mini prayer meeting. You might notice if you call your Care and Share team a mini prayer meeting or just a prayer meeting, you know, you're missing the boat, actually, because that's not what it is. You miss your goal and your purpose there. I was surprised to find out that some people in their Care and Shares, they don't realize it's a Care and Share, and they call it a prayer meeting. And that sounded kind of strange. And then when I took a look at that, I realized, oh my goodness, they're really missing out on what is the purpose of a Care and Share team. At a prayer meeting, we have a more lengthy time of praise and listening to the Lord, and we have a teaching. In a Care and Share team, we don't have a lengthy praise time or lengthy listening to the Lord, and we don't have a teaching, but we have ample time to share personally and to pray over each person after they share. And that's something so important today, that we can share what's going on in our lives and get the support that we need, and sometimes be challenged, you know, to live as God's calling us to live. So, what do we do in a Care and Share team? What happens there? You know, Brother Joe and I, years ago, when we were seeking the Lord about what to call the small groups, we felt like He really wanted us to call them Care and Share teams. And the reason for that is obvious, because in the Care and Share teams, what we're called to do is to care about one another, to share what's going on in our lives, and to support one another. So we just do what the name says. We care about one another, and we share. And we give everyone an opportunity to share about what's going on in the major areas of their life, because we care about one another. You know, we are each actually an image of God. God created us in His image and likeness. So, you see all these little images of God around you. At a Care and Share team meeting, we have a short time of praise, and then we focus on individual sharing. And we also, after a person shares, then we pray over them for their concern, whatever they want prayer for. You know, they're to tell you what they want prayer for, and then you can pray for that with them. And we build then caring and sharing relationships too. We have deeper, fuller relationships when we know a person better. And when people share, we know them better. So some of you, perhaps, though being in a Care and Share, maybe have never experienced the great benefits in being in a Care and Share. And so it's time to really experience fully your inheritance. In sharing, we use I statements. You know, we're not talking about those people out there and everybody else in the world. That might be more like gossip. But we're using I statements and sharing about ourselves and not about others. We encourage one another to live the gospel life. Our Lighthouse covenant helps us to do that. And then we hold one another accountable to live that covenant, because that covenant is simply supporting us in living the basic Christian spirit-filled life. So what areas can we share? Well, some areas that we could share include is our spiritual life, for example, including our prayer life. How is your prayer life going? Psychologically, how are you doing? You know, just how are things going? How about the relational aspects of your life? Your interpersonal relationships. You know, if you're married, your husband or your wife, the boss at work, your family, your friends, your physical, your emotional areas, your joys, your trials, whatever you want to share, it's up to you. But on the other hand, we, the rest of us, try to be empathetic and understanding and sharing the feelings of each person then, and being open and listening. And, you know, especially in our times today, that can be a challenge. Sometimes people just don't know how to listen. They're so busy with much noise and much talking that they haven't really developed that skill and gift of listening. But listening and showing respect. The Care and Share team is actually a support group for Lighthouse members. It's not a prayer meeting. It's different from that. So what about your spiritual life? How is your daily prayer life going? Well, you might want to share that. It's up to you what you share. What are you using for spiritual reading? If your output exceeds your input, you go kaput. Right? So if we're so busy doing all this stuff and we never get built up by doing spiritual reading and reading God's inspired word, and there's so many saints, etc., that, you know, God has spoken to and has a word for us. So we need to do spiritual reading for sure. So the Care and Share team is your personal support group in living the Christian life and our Lighthouse covenant. We can share our trials, our struggles. You can't go too long in life, you're not going to have some of those, and that can be God's blessings. We're just transformed more and more into Jesus with our trials, with our sufferings. How are you doing physically? And then, right after a person shares whatever they want to share, then the Care and Share members pray over that person. You know, just getting around them, putting their hands on their shoulder, wherever, letting the Holy Spirit of God flow through you to that person. It be God's healing love or whatever they need, that the Holy Spirit operate through us. The Lord will bless that prayer, sometimes with a word gift or a vision or a scripture or whatever that person needs. God knows. God knows what that person needs, and He'll give that. So it's a very, very special blessing. You have a paper there. Raise your hand if you weren't given a paper when you came in tonight. We'll take a look at that paper. Okay, the seven purposes of a Care and Share team: to grow in intimacy with the Lord. And you have one thing on one side of the page and something on the other side. To grow in love of one another. Deeper Christian relationships happen in the Care and Share teams. To share Jesus with one another. You know, Jesus lives in each one of us. We're living tabernacles. Like St. Elizabeth of the Trinity said, I've shared this before, that she lived heaven on earth because heaven is where God is, and God was inside her, in her soul. And that's true for all of us. If we're Christian in a state of grace, God is inside of us. To minister in the body. And of course, that means the body of Christ, to minister to our brothers and sisters. You can begin the ministry in small ways in the cast, and then have the courage and discernment to share Wednesday at the bigger meeting. So together, a cast can also serve in a ministry at Lighthouse. You know, some of the ministry that the community needs, and doing it together is very effective. Number five, to give and receive support. That happens in more intimate relationships found in the Care and Share team. Six, to raise up new leaders. Cast leaders and assistant leaders can affirm the gifts they see in the members of the cast. And all of you in the Care and Share team can tell someone, hey, you know, I see a real gift of hospitality in you. Did you know that? And the person may not know it. You'll just take it as something they take for granted. But it can be a very real gift. We often learn our gifts by others telling us. Number 7, to deepen our Christian identity. Our culture and our world is post-Christian and often anti-Christian. There's extreme spiritual darkness in the world today, and it is getting darker. No doubt about that. Okay, on the other side of that is 4 things that occur in a Care and Share team. And 1, you'll see song and praise, a short time of praise and worship. 2, sharing. Members share what is happening in their lives. It's kind of a short synopsis of what I just said. Where they need support, a time for intimacy. What is happening in my life? What God is saying to me? The area of my life that I need support in. And then more of a discussion sharing. At one of the Care and Share team meetings each month, there's a question or two to discuss about the major teaching. You know, sometimes intellectual discussion can be sterile, so we want to apply it to our life and make it personal when we share. 4, personal prayer ministry, time for personal prayer needs, time of great blessings, and an opportunity for each member to receive prayer ministry. It creates bonds in the group. It does. The Holy Spirit creates bonds among us. So it's also a very special time of affirmation. We can affirm one another with the gifts we see in one another. Everyone there should be able to go away knowing that they are loved and supported. They know that because they've been listened to, they've been heard, they've been prayed with. You know, God has touched their hearts, and they know that they're accepted and they're loved. And that doesn't always happen in worldly society. How often does a Care and Share meet? Well, you know, actually, every other week is really too often, because then, and also people can't plan ahead of time easily. Like if you're meeting the 2nd and 4th Monday, that's easy to plan. But if you're meeting every other week, well then, you know, there's extra meetings there, and it's hard to plan ahead. And, you know, actually a small cast can more easily have everyone present. If it's once a month, they can all plan to be there that way. Think about it. Is your Care and Share team, is it a Care and Share team, or is it a mini prayer meeting? You don't want to miss out. So again, at a prayer meeting, we have more lengthy praise, listening to the Lord, and a teaching. At a Care and Share team, we have a short time of praise and then a longer period focused on individual sharing and support, and then personal prayer ministry after each person has shared. Have you heard of invitational sharing? Anybody hear of that? We used to teach that. We can use a reminder now. What that means is that each person is invited to share. For example, we pray over a person, and then that person, after we pray, after they've shared and we pray over them, then they invite somebody else in the group to share. Okay? And then the same thing happens. That person shares and they're prayed over, and then they invite somebody else in the group to share. And that way, everybody gets a chance to share. It's an invitational sharing. Otherwise, sometimes, you know, what can happen, you can get some people that are overly talkative, and they can kind of take over the meeting, and then there's no time for other people, everybody to share. But the idea is to share personally and then be prayed with, and then invite somebody else and be quite aware that there's other people there, you know, that they need their sharing time too. Tom, you have a paper to give them? Now, that paper you're receiving, I'm going to ask you to answer. Only you are going to see this, but answer those questions right now on that form. You know, it says an E for excellent, G for good, F for fair, and a P for poor. So just think about your Care and Share team. And if you're not in a Care and Share team, well, let Rose know and she can connect you to one. Okay, we're going to have a little lab session right now. I'm going to ask you to do something in small groups, not sharing, but I think some people haven't really had the experience of praying over a person. So I'm going to ask you right now to get in little circles of four people, no more than four, just four people, and then one of you that would like prayer ministry, tell the group that, and then the rest of the group, lay hands on that person and pray. And if you're getting something from the Lord for them, share that with them. Now, if in your group you've got several people there that have word gifts, go to another group, because we want every group to have somebody in there that does have a word gift ministry. Okay? So now you can move any place you want to go here, but just get three other people. Ask who would like prayer. And, of course, they share with you what they want prayer for. And then get in a little circle there, lay hands on them, and pray. And if you're getting something from the Lord for them, tell them. Okay. Get in groups of four.